I was just coming back from South Florida and embracing Cleveland. You know, the weather turning over, and it was a good day outside. And, you know, I got to thank Jordan Cameron and Neff for, you know, hooking me up with some gear.
So you have set the tone now. You realize that?
Yeah, I do. I kind of try to stick at the top with, you know, Joe and Josh and Phil and, you know, Chris and those type of guys that, you know, are into fashion.
Now, Nate Burleson has a clothing line. He always tells me, and he told me this last week, that he's always going to be the best dressed. And I think you got something to say here.
I got Nate, and here he goes right here. I got Nate beat out today.
Nate, we need you real quick.
We have talked about, you know, somebody dressing as well as me. So he can dress, definitely. But he hasn't accepted the challenge. I put out the challenge. So this is a challenge to all my teammates and anybody across the NFL. If you want it with me, just let me know. We can have an Instagram battle, Twitter battle. You know, I do have a suit line, so I have an edge on you. But I am one of the most fashionable guys out there in the business. There's a challenge for casual wear and dress clothes, and it's up in the air right now.
As we go on, as we progress, and, you know, we go on the away game trips, we're going to pull out all stops.
See, here's the difference, though. Just right now, just speaking today, very fly, very flashy. This is a nice outfit, and it costs money. But I spent so much money on clothes, I started making my own. You feel me?
Yeah, okay.
Lion blood. You know, I'm a Leo, so this is lion blood. I got some stuff coming out for Cleveland in a little bit. Holla at me.
All right.
Well, I like
that. Little thing right there. I like that. That's my dog, Nate, man. Big mentor. And we're learning a lot from him.
Like, this final question, how exciting was it to actually be on the field today with the coaches, just to get out there?
Definitely. You know, to be out there with Kyle and Mike and actually getting around to throw the ball, you know, and have some coaching and have some feedback from them and some constructive criticism. It was good, you know, and guys were, you know, feeling it a little bit, and it was fun to be back out there together.